world's been searching for, and they're still left empty. But I thank God that just one visit on my knees down to Calvary made everything complete in Christ. Friend, you can have every degree you want to have, and that's not going to get it for you. You can, listen, you can earn $1 million and you'll want to earn $2 million before it's over. Never be enough. But I'm glad the night I got saved. I've been satisfied with Christ ever since that night. Preacher, won't you come? I'm the Lord.
Be here tonight. Come here, we'll sing one for we.
God help them real good, please.
And I appreciate the Lord.
Yes, preacher.
And I appreciate you folk being mindful of the Holy Ghost.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord.
And we're going to sing this song and see what the Lord have us to do. And what he was talking about, what he got when he was 7 years old. What a blessing I got it too.
Hey.
To the world, we look like we ain't got nothing. To this world, they say, well, they went to church Sunday morning. Why in the world would they go back? But they don't know. Because the treasure I got, you can't see it.
That's right.
But I'm glad I got a treasure. Name this song called Treasures Unseen. And we'll sing it and hope it'll be a help.
My home may not look like a castle. My clothes may be lacking in style. And if you come and sit at my table, a meager supply you might find. But
oh, it's not what you see that makes me a king.
But my secret to hidden possessions is to love him and serve him each day. But
oh, it's not what you see that makes me a king. Makes me a king
to
me. I've everything, all that I need, all that I need, treasures unseen.
No, no, brother. Praise the Lord. Well, what a blessing. What a blessing it is to be a child. And I really appreciate you folk. I really do. I mean, I'm telling you, I thank a family.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And I thank God for my earthly family. Don't get me wrong. But I thank God for the children of God, my brothers and sisters in Christ. And what a blessing it is to have a family. And I'm glad to be here. And we want to try to mind the Lord.
Yes, preacher.
And you mind the Lord also, and it'll be right. And amen. Well, we ask you if you would take your Bibles and go with us to the Gospel of Mark. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 6, is where I believe the Lord have us to go. And I want to be a help and a blessing, encouragement to the people of God. And if you don't know the Lord tonight, we pray that the Lord would speak to your heart. And as only He can, I ain't got the words to be able to say what you need, but He does tonight. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 6, begin reading in verse number 34. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
All right, the Bible says, and Jesus, when He came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And He began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, His disciples came unto Him and said, "This is a desert place. Now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." He answered and said unto them, "Give ye them to eat." They say unto Him, "Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat?" He saith unto them, "How many loaves have ye? Go and see." And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And He commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. When He had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, He looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to His disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided He among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. They took up the 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. We'll end our reading there and ask the Lord to help us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to You tonight. Lord, thanking You, Lord, for how good You've been to us, Lord, throughout the day. Lord, thank You, Lord, for everything that has been done up to this point, Lord, in the service tonight. And Lord, we realize, Lord, within ourselves, Lord, there is nothing that we can do on our own, but Lord, it's going to be because of You. So, Lord, I pray that You would help us for a few moments tonight. And we'll be sure to give You all the honor and all the glory, for it's in Your name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Now, here in this text that we've taken tonight, we find a very familiar passage of Scripture to you and I. As we are looking here at the feeding of the 5,000.
Right.
Now, this miracle is one that is in all 4 Gospels.
Yep. We find it in the Gospel of Matthew, Mark here, the Gospel of Luke, and the Gospel of John.
Go ahead.
And when you begin reading and you begin looking at this text and how that each man and what they saw and how God, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, had these men write their gospel, there are different things in which they talked about. For instance, when you begin reading this, you find that the Gospel of John is the only one that ever mentions the lad.
Right. Yes, sir.
The other three Gospels never talk about him. And so you have different viewpoints and different things that they really focus in on as they begin writing.
Right.
And here in the Gospel of Mark, we find a very interesting passage here as to how Mark saw this miracle.
Yes.
And I got to thinking about in verse number 34, where the Bible says, and was moved with compassion toward them.
Yep.
And I got to thinking about the compassion of Christ.
Right.
What a blessing tonight in knowing that we've got a God that has compassion. Now, all the other so-called gods in the world today, they don't have the compassion of my Savior. Hey, but what a blessing in knowing that you and I serve a God that's full of compassion tonight. Now, I got to thinking about some different things about the compassion of Christ. And what a blessing that he's a compassionate God. I got to thinking about this. We find here about the compassion of Christ in verse number 34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people. I'm glad tonight. Thank God that his compassion is one that can see. He saw them where they were. What a blessing in knowing that we've got a God. Hey, he sees you and I where we're at.
That's right.
And through eyes of compassion, what a blessing, he's looking my way. I'm glad it ain't in judgment, it ain't in wrath, it ain't in anger, but in compassion and in mercy. What a blessing tonight in knowing that he's looking toward you and I through eyes of compassion. You know, the Bible speaks of how you and I should be Christ-like. I often ask myself, when I see a multitude, how am I looking at that group of people? Is it through eyes of compassion? Is it through eyes of selfishness? Is it through eyes of what I can get out of what's going on? But isn't it a blessing in knowing that ain't how the Lord looks at you and I? But through eyes of compassion. Tonight, if you're sitting here lost, right now, through eyes of compassion, he's looking your way. Ain't that a blessing? I remember the day I got saved. Now, I thank God for conviction. What a blessing it is. Hey, I'm telling you, that's one of the greatest things to the child of God is the day you got convicted and got under Holy Ghost conviction. That was a blessed day in my life.
Yep.
But I'm glad, what a blessing, he saw me with eyes of compassion. Not only do we find that compassion is one that can see, but I got to thinking about this. In verse number 37 down through verse number 39, He answered and said unto them, give ye them to eat. They say unto him, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? He saith unto them, how many loaves have ye go and see? And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. Not only would I say the compassion of Christ is one that can see, but secondly, I'd say tonight that the compassion of Christ is one that can speak.
Right.
What a blessing. He just didn't see him with this need, but I'm glad he was able to talk to it. And the same God that sees your need and he sees my need, what a blessing he has the word to say to you and I. Hey, I'm glad, thank God, that compassion is one that can speak to you and I in our difficulties. Now, it's amazing to me how that in our day, you can get 10, 15 preachers up, let them preach an hour and a half. Because of the truth of God's word, we say amen to it.
Right, sure.
But you let the Holy Ghost of God say one word to your heart. And what these 10 men couldn't say, even though we say amen to the truth, but the Holy Ghost of God can say a word to your heart that'll bring what you need, and it'll be a word of compassion. It'll be a word fitly spoken. It'll be something that you need as a child of God. And I'm glad tonight to know that compassion is one that can see. Compassion is one that can speak. But I got to reading this chapter and these verses here, and it's amazing at how there are two different viewpoints in these verses. There are two different groups of people, if you mind me saying that, as I look at this. As they're looking at the situation, there are two different groups.
Yep, that's right.
There is the Lord Jesus and what he sees. But then there's the disciples. Two different, completely different groups. And I'll be the first to admit that so often I'm with the disciples.
Yeah, brother, me too. Sure.
And God help me to be more like the Lord Jesus.
Hey.
You know, it's amazing at what the Lord said versus what the disciples said.
Right.
In verse number 36, send them away. That was their answer.
That's right.
To the whole problem.
Yep.
Now, if you would be honest with me, and I'm going to be honest with you, there have been times when something's arisen in my life, come up in my life, and my answer was, send it away. And I would dare say that you're in the same boat I'm in. And so often, if we're not careful, we will be wanting something to leave us rather than doing what the Lord may ask us to do. Now, I want to say this. This is amazing. The easiest thing to do is not always the best thing to do. What a blessing in knowing that the Lord's answer was completely different than what the disciples said. The disciples said, send them away. And the Lord said, let them come unto me. What a blessing. I ain't never come to the Lord and him ever send me away. I'm glad any time I've ever come to the Lord with a problem, with a difficulty, I'm glad with arms open wide, he welcomed me in to help me and give me aid and give me what I needed. And what a blessing tonight in knowing, hey, that we've got a God. Hey, he sees your situation.
That's right.
Tonight. Not only would I say what the disciples said, but I would say also what the disciples saw in contrast to what the Lord saw. In verse number 35, and when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place, and now the time is far past. In the eyes of the disciples, from where they were standing looking at the situation, all they saw was desert. All they saw was impossibility. All they saw was hopelessness. There was no help. There was nothing that they could do. They saw a desolate situation, a place of desolation. There was no hope where they were at.
That's right.
Through the eyes of the disciples. But oh, I want you to see through the eyes of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, brother.
In verse number 39, and he commanded them to make all. Now I take that as everybody in the group.
That's right.
To sit down by companies upon the green grass.
Yep. Right.
Now, when the disciples, when all they saw was desert, desolation, no hope, impossibility. Oh, what a blessing, the Lord. When he was standing there, he saw green grass.
Hey.
He saw life. He saw possibility.
Yep.
He saw hope. He saw what was needed. Hey, you may be standing here tonight in a situation, and through the eyes in which you're looking at the situation, you see no help. You see no life. You see desert. You see a place of impossibility. But oh, my friend, if you can get through the eyes of the Lord Jesus, when all you see is impossibility, I'm glad from the eyes of the Lord Jesus, praise God, there's possibility.
Yes.
Did you know tonight outside the four walls of this church, it's a desert situation. It's a place of death. It's a place of no hope. It's a place of impossibility. But oh, thank God, right in the middle of all this desert, God put a patch of green grass right here where you and I can come and get what we need and get help when out there there's no help. Praise God, in here there's help that can be for the child of God. And I'm glad tonight. So through what eyes are you looking at your situation? Now, this blesses me. It may not bless you. But in verse number 40, and they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by 50.
Yeah.
This was a real blessing to me in the fact that the same God that was in the hundreds was in the 50s too. And I'm glad tonight, what a blessing. Hey, you may have the largest congregation, or you may have a smaller congregation. What a blessing, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. And I'm glad the same God that'll go in a congregation of 150, 200, 300 people, I'm glad he'll get in the car with me riding down the road. The same God that'll speak in an auditorium to folk that need something from God. What a blessing. He'll go to work with you in the morning. Hey, mama, he'll stay at home with you. Hey, child, he'll go to school with you. I'm glad tonight, hey, it ain't in a number. It ain't in how big, but it's in the heart of the individual.
That's right.
What a blessing in knowing the same God that was in the hundred was ministering in the 50s also.
Yes.
So not only do we find that the compassion of Christ is one that can see. The compassion of Christ is one that can speak. But I got to thinking about this in verse number 42, down through verse number 44. And they did all eat and were filled.
Yes, sir.
They took up the 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000, men. Now, I got to thinking about this, meditating on this a little bit. And as I said at the beginning tonight, how that in the Gospel of John, the lad is mentioned. Now, there's a lot that can be said about this little fella. And I won't be able to say it all because the Lord will show somebody else something else. But this is what the Lord kind of showed me a little bit. And it's amazing how that this little fella, he wasn't even numbered. He wasn't part of the group. There was 5,000 men. He got missed. I mean, he wasn't even counted. He wasn't even part of the lineup. Right. He was even unnoticed because only in the Gospel of John is the only one that ever talked about the little fella. He was unnamed. We still don't know his name. All everybody knows is he's the little fella that gave his 5 loaves, 2 fishes to the Lord. We don't know his name. All we know is because of what he did, that's how we know him. So he was unnamed, he was unnumbered, he was unnoticed. But this little fella, there that morning, his mama pulled out of the oven 5 loaves of bread, bundled him up a lunch and said, "Here you go, son." Not knowing what was going to take place throughout the day. And I got to thinking about, Brother Kevin, how that this little fella sitting in this multitude of people, how that what he had was going to be what was needed.
Right.
So not only would I say that compassion is one that can see, compassion's one that can speak, but I'm glad that compassion is one that can save.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Now, when it was all said and done, everybody looked to the Lord and said, "He gets all the glory."
Hey.
But this little fella took what he had and came to the big gathering. And he came in, and it's amazing how that if he would have tried to do something on his own, he probably could have helped maybe 1, 2, maybe 3 fellers around him.
Right. Yes.
And people on the other side would have never known that he was helping over there. People would have never even smelt the aroma of fresh bread. They would never got that far because they had already consumed every bit of it. But this little fella took what he had. 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he took what he had in his hand, Brother Kevin, and he brought it to the Lord. And I got to thinking about the changing of the hands.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
What it was in his hands versus what it was in the Lord's hands.
Hey.
There's a big difference. Big difference. Now, I got to thinking about the changing of the hands. And when I was a boy, I used to like sports. And I still do to some extent, but I used to be big into sports. And when I was a boy, there was a fellow by the name of Larry Bird that used to play basketball. Because of y'all's, what y'all just did, evidently y'all know of him too. And I got to thinking about if I was to have a basketball, Brother Delmer, and I threw it to Brother Kevin and he caught the ball and he threw it back to me. It's just a basketball. But if I took that same basketball and I threw it to Larry Bird and he caught the ball because of whose hands touched the ball, the value has went up.
Yes, sir.
In baseball, when I was a boy, there was a fellow named Nolan Ryan that could throw a baseball. But if I was to take a baseball tonight, throw it to Brother Kevin, he threw it back to me, it's just a baseball. But if I took that same baseball and I threw it to Nolan Ryan and he caught it because of whose hands touched the ball,
that's right.
The value has went up. And in this boy's hands, it was five loaves and two fishes.
That's it.
But oh, when it changed hands, the value went up. What he had wasn't enough to feed the crowd. But whenever it got into the Lord's hands, it was enough to feed the multitude and have leftovers. Now I got to thinking about that, and we give all the glory to the Lord because he's the one that done the miracle. But I got to thinking to myself and asking myself the question, Caleb, what have you got your hands on in your life? What is it that you've got in your hands? See, in my hands, I can't help nobody.
That's right.
You're right. When I am in control, or seem to think that I'm in control of my life and I'm doing what I want to do, I may be able to help one or two, if that. But oh, if I can learn to get out of my hands,
that's right,
and get in his hands, it'll be a difference that'll be undeniable. Young person sitting here tonight, mama, daddy, God has given you some very vital pieces in your life. And God has put them in your hands. And you, if you're not careful like me, if we're not careful, we will want to orchestrate their life. But oh, if we could get them out of our hands and get them into his hands, what the Lord could do that you and I may only dream about doing. See, it's not what I've got in my hands, but what I have that's in his hands.
That's right.
There are people that have went around the world that if they was to step in here tonight and you and I look at them, we would say there's no way that they can do what they're doing for the Lord. And to be honest with you, within their own self, we're right.
That's right.
But what they learn to do is they learn to get out of their hands and get in his hands. Young person tonight, every other young person in the building may look at you and say there ain't no way that you can do anything for God.
Go ahead, preacher.
There's no way that you can be effective for the Lord Jesus. And within your own self, I'll be the same to testify within my own self, I can't do what I'm doing. But oh, thank God for the day when the Lord allowed me to get in his hands.
Hey.
And young person, I want to say, if you can ever get in the hands of the Lord, let his hands get on it. And let him do that work that needs to be done. There'll be value that'll be unimaginable. It'll be more precious than gold and silver.
That's right.
You can't put a price on it. All us older folks sitting here in the building, probably many of us could stand and testify of the day when we got out of our hands and got in his hands. I want to say tonight, what a blessing that Jesus is the one that was able to do what needed to be done. But I'm glad that he allowed a little fella to give what he had to be a part of the work in accomplishing what needed to be done. Here at Amazing Grace, God has put his hand in this place. God has done a work here. But my friend, if you're not willing to get out of your hands and get in his hands, it'll be limited as to what can be done. But oh, if you can ever get into his hands and say, Lord, whatever it is you want to do, I'm all for it. I'm all in. Say, Lord, you use me however you want to use me. It'll be unreal. And how God can take the life of an individual and touch lives around the world that you never would have dreamed that God could do. Tonight, I'm glad that compassion is one that can see.
Yes.
Compassion's one that can speak. But I'm glad compassion's one that can say.
Hey.
Now, as we get ready to give the invitation tonight, I want to ask a question, if I may. Mama and Daddy sitting here, God has given you some priceless. You can't put a price on your children. But if we're not careful, they'll be in our hands and we'll have control and we will try our best to orchestrate what they're doing. Why don't you tonight come down here, or you ain't got to come, but why don't you tonight say, Lord, I want to give them to you.
Right.
Hi, preacher. Why don't, as a grandma and grandpa sitting here, say, Lord, I ain't got many years left, but the years I do have, I want to give it to you. Preacher, sitting here in the building, I'm a preacher myself. Did you know I've given myself to the Lord more than once?
Yeah, brother. Yes, sir.
Why don't you say, Lord, wherever you want to use me, whatever you want me to do, I want to be willing to do it. Sunday school teacher, Lord, whatever you bring in the door of my little classroom, however big of age or however young of age, God, when they walk in, God, I pray, Lord, that you'd give me the wisdom to be able to say something to them that'll give them something that only comes from God Almighty.
Yep.
It ain't in what we're doing. We got to get them in his hands. And it's the same in my life, and it's the same in your life. You'll never be effective on your own. You have to get in his hands. How is it tonight? What have you got to hold on that maybe God's been talking to you about saying, Lord, been talking to you about letting him get it in his hands? This church, as a body of believers, needs to be handed to the Lord. We don't need to be operating within our own ability. We need to say, Lord, you're in control of this thing. You've got control of this. We're just following you. How is it with you tonight? If you need to come to the altar, you come ahead. You mind the Lord.